Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I have got the Ron Wakefield with me, one of our past presidents of TAR, and amazing knowledge of real estate. So stay tuned. You're going to learn something today, folks. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Okay. Welcome back. Hey, Ron Wakefield. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, good, good. You got to step a little closer to that mic, though.
I'm there.
We want to hear you.
All right.
All good. We were visiting a lot last night about different stuff going on. What I kind of want to do is to kind of recap of what's going on in the real estate world, which is crazy right now, isn't it?
It's crazy because there's no houses. Anything under 300,000, there's less than a month inventory. The Texas Real Estate Research Center says that a six-month inventory is not a buyer or seller's market, it's the right market. And when you get down to 1 month of inventory, especially on those houses under 300,000, there's nothing there. You list a house that's under 300,000, you have five or six offers, multiple offers overnight, and you're going to have offers that are going to exceed the list price. And then after the property sells, then you have to deal with appraisal problems. And in most cases now, because appraisals kind of lag behind the property values going up, you've got about a six-month lag time. So people are literally having to pay cash difference between the appraised amount and the amount that they've offered for the house.
Ron, well, you've been in real estate business longer than me, and I've been in since 1983. For the first time ever in my career.
And I'm a lot younger than you. I don't know.
I don't know how you must have started at 10. Because I started at 18. So I know it was. But we're seeing the real estate market, how crazy it is. We're seeing typically the seller always paid the title policy. They paid a warranty. You know, they paid for the survey, different things. Now we're seeing offers, just what you said, where the buyer's saying, I'll pay for the title policy. I'll pay for the survey. I'm not asking for a warranty. I'm not asking for any closing costs. Because Ron's from San Antonio, and it's, well, I promise you, I lived in San Antonio. San Angelo and San Antonio are real similar in the people. And it's weird in the real estate world, we're still burning just what you said is identical to here. You know, under 300, but actually maybe under 400 in San Angelo, it's going to sell quick, and it's going to have no concessions. Let's talk about concessions, which we used to see all the time. Because I know San Antonio and San Angelo both have Air Force bases, so we had a lot of VA loans. And it was typical for zero down and asking for $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 in closing costs. You don't see that anymore.
Well, it's definitely a seller's market. So you own a house, you want to sell a house, you can pretty much get whatever you want to, and you don't really have to make concessions when it's flip-flop and you see that there's months and months of inventory and not as many people that want to buy as want to sell, then buyers are in a different position than they are now, with inflation kind of starting to hit a little bit and some of the forecast 5%. Let's say we're talking about a $300,000 house. And let's say in today's market, and you can get less than a 3% interest rate on a loan. You and I both have seen interest rates as high as 18% in the past. If you take that same $300,000 house that you can finance today at 2.5% to 3% interest versus an 18% interest rate, it's a huge difference in the affordability of that house. So even though buyers today are having to take a little bit of money out of their pocket to pay the difference, if you throw 5% inflation in, let's say next year, on a $300,000 house, the house just went up $15,000 from what you're trying to buy today. So if you had to kick in $7,000, $8,000 today over the appraised price, would you be ahead at the 2.5% to 3% interest rate? Because who knows?
Well, you just made 50% on your return.
Yeah.
So, yes.
But who knows what the interest rates are going to be next year? If inflation hits and our dollar kind of devalues, then we're probably going to see interest rates go up. So now you take that $300,000 house, now you throw $15,000 inflation, and you go to 6 or 7% interest rate, the affordability just starts getting out of whack. You know, so then it will slow down the houses that are being purchased.
It will. But I'll tell you one thing, and I think, and where I agree with you 100%, is we've been printing money like it was nothing. The U.S. has just boom, 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 giving away the stimulus money, giving away this money, giving away this money. You know how you fix that? Like, Eco 101, there's only one way, inflation. It has to happen to get us out of the bind we're getting ourselves into.
Well, I know you about hit me last night when our waiter, Scott and I were out having dinner last night, and the waiter came up and he was kind of talking about, you know, the pandemic and that type stuff, and he's wearing a mask. And I said to him, I said, so are you making more money working here, or would you be making more money with the stimulus checks? And he said, honestly, I would make the same amount if I just stayed home and collected the unemployment stimulus checks. That's a problem.
It's a huge problem.
Yeah, it really is. And so, you know, you have that here. We have it in San Antonio. We've got it across the country. And until people are going to make more money working than they are staying home. If you and I could make more money staying home, I know my good buddy over here, we'd be staying home.
Yeah, well, but and see, I don't agree with that. I agree we would stay home. If we just, you're going to pay me to stay home, I'll stay home. But I don't agree with that for our country. I don't think it's good for our country, but it is what it is.
Well, I know that there's a shortage of housing, but it's a good time to buy.
Yes.
If I was a first-time home buyer, I would be getting into a house. If it hurt a little bit right now, I'd still be doing it because it's going to be a heck of an investment. If we get in inflation, there's only about three things that fight inflation. It's real estate, gold, and art, fine furniture, that type stuff. And real estate's number one. You go back, and you and I have lived long enough that history repeats itself.
Yes.
And we've seen when inflation kicks in. And we know, in fact, you probably, I know I did. I bought a house, and 4 years later, I doubled it. I think I paid like $96,000 in 4 years, sold it for $200,000. We're going to see those times come back. So right now, with these low interest rates, if a buyer can go in there and fix a 30-year loan, at 2.5%, 2.875%, whatever it might be.
3 or 4%, it's still great.
Yeah, but it's going to be so much better than what it will be down the road. And getting into that house, taking advantage of the inflation, it may cost a little bit more than what you want to be able to afford right now, but what's it going to be in 5 years? You're going to love it because you're going to be fixed on what your monthly expenditure to live in a home.
I can tell you this, in San Angelo, Texas, where y'all know this, Jim Mitchell's builder, so I partnered with him, financed the deal, and we built 18 townhouses. The only thing we did wrong, in San Angelo, Texas, when you do the master bedroom upstairs, it's not a smart thing. So we sold it for $139,000, and it was hard to get it, to sell them, to be honest. So this past month, Kay King lists one that I used to actually own, and she listed it for $182,000. I said, Kay, there's no way. The first day it was listed, she had five offers, full price. One of them was cash, so they took that one. So, yes, that's in 2 years. That's how much it's changing, how fast it's changing.
Well, it is, and you know what we see all the time, both of us, is you have a buyer that comes in and wants to buy a house, and they go out and look at multiple houses, maybe even made offers on two or three and keep getting beat out, and they get so frustrated. Yes. That, you know, they're saying the next house that we see, whatever it takes, we're going to buy it. And so that's kind of where the market is now and why people are saying, I'm going to take whatever I got to take cash-wise that we've saved out of our pocket. If I have to pay more than the appraised value, that's what we're going to do.